The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kisser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kisser365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Mendy Stern.
Hilchos Shabbos, Simanai and Dalet. Din HaMaflig B'Sfina. The laws of somebody who is taking a voyage on a ship, is going on a ship. Sif Aleph. Ein mafligin b'sfina al hayam. You're not allowed to set out in a boat on the ocean. Pachos mishlosha yamim kedem haShabbos. Kedem Shabbos. Less than 3 days before Shabbos. Tehainu. That means miyem revi ve'eleich aser. That Wednesday is already forbidden because Wednesday is 3 days before Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And therefore, one is not allowed to embark upon a ship, on a journey over the sea, from Wednesday and on. From Wednesday and on, it is forbidden. But if he is traveling for a mitzvah purpose, Motzer is permitted, even to embark on Erev Shabbos. To properly understand the Siman, we have to understand the different opinions in the Rishonim as to the reason for this issur. Why is it forbidden to travel on a boat within 3 days of Shabbos? So there's a very large disagreement among the commentators in the Gemara why this is so. One reason is because it's possible that on Shabbos you may have to perform a forbidden act due to sakanas nefashos. It's common that on a ship there could be a storm, something which necessitates that even the passengers should have to do a malacha, should have to do a forbidden act in order to save their lives or to help save everyone's life. They need to be involved in the, somehow, to be involved in the fixing of the sails or something which requires a forbidden act. And therefore, you're not supposed to put yourself in a situation where you have to come, where you're going to have to come to do a forbidden act, to do a malacha on Shabbos. That's one reason. A second reason that's given is because there is a issur on Shabbos called the issur of tichumen. A person on Shabbos is not allowed to travel more than 2,000 amos, 2,000 cubits, between 3,000 and 4,000 feet outside of his halachic, his legal place, his place of resting on Shabbos, the laws of which will be discussed later in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And because of that halacha, we're worried that if a person is traveling in a boat on Shabbos, he may travel more than 2,000 amos, and that'll be a problem. Now, that's only really a problem if he's traveling within 10 tfachim of the ground. 10 tfachim is 10 hands breadths. Each tefach is approximately 2.5 centimeters. each tefach is approximately 3 to 4 inches. So it's about 30-40 inches, is 10 tefachim. So within 10 tefachim of the ground, there is a problem of tchumen. The Gemara tells us that once a person is more than 10 tefachim above the ground, for example, he's on a boat, and the boat is riding in the water more than 10 tefachim above the seabed, then there's no problem of tichumen. But it is possible that if he's traveling in a boat closer to shore or on a river, that the keel of the boat may be within 10 tefachim of the ground, of the seabed, 30, 40 inches above the seabed, and therefore within 30, 40 inches from the seabed, and therefore you may have a problem of tichumen. You may end up traveling more than 2,000 amos, more than 2,000 cubits on Shabbos, in a manner which is forbidden. And a third reason given, those two reasons, the distinction between 3 days before Shabbos and earlier in the week, is that once you're earlier in the week, we don't see in our minds that Shabbos is coming. 3 days, of the first 3 days of the week, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, are considered after Shabbos. They're considered days which are following the previous Shabbos, and therefore we don't have to have in mind the upcoming Shabbos. So I could start an activity which is in and of itself. Right now it's okay. And even though when Shabbos comes, I may be stuck and I may end up doing a malacha, it may happen a situation of pikuach nefesh, of threat to my life, and I may have to do malacha, or I may be against my will riding in the ship and going more than 2,000 amos. However, since I embarked permissibly, I didn't have to think about Shabbos, so that's okay. Another reason given is because if a person starts traveling within 3 days of Shabbos, it's very common for him to get seasick. And if he's seasick over Shabbos, he's not going to properly enjoy Shabbos. He's going to lose his einik Shabbos, his enjoyment of Shabbos. He won't be able to eat. And therefore, a person should not embark on a journey within 3 days of Shabbos, because otherwise he's going to disturb and not be able to fulfill the obligation of einik Shabbos, of eating and enjoying the Shabbos. But if a person embarks before that, Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, then we're not so worried. Usually by the time Shabbos comes, he'll be acclimated to the sea, and he won't be sick, and he'll be able to enjoy his Shabbos properly. A fourth reason it's given is because when a person embarks on a journey on a boat, it looks like he is swimming. And there is an Issur D'Rabbanan, there's a rabbinic prohibition against swimming on Shabbos, because a person may come to make some type of flotation device to aid in his swimming. Even though when you're on a ship, you are not actively swimming yourself, you're on the ship, and the ship is, quote-unquote, swimming for you. However, it looks as if one is swimming, and therefore it is forbidden to embark upon a ship within 3 days before Shabbos. But again, once you're before 3 days before Shabbos, it doesn't look like you're embarking on a ship going to swim on Shabbos. Since it's so far in advance of Shabbos, we don't see that the activity that you're doing now, embarking on the ship, it doesn't look like you're doing it on Shabbos, and it's okay. The halacha deals with all of these reasons. And we'll see, we'll try to take care of all of these problems, and that's why you can't travel on a boat within 3 days of Shabbos for any one of these aforementioned reasons. This that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, however, that 3 days before Shabbos are Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the Mishnah Berurah brings a dissenting opinion that one counts the 3 days including Shabbos, in which case the 3 days before Shabbos are Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos, and therefore would be permitted to embark upon a journey on Wednesday. Mishnah Berurah does not come out clearly one way or the other. If relevant, one should ask the Rav, the Pesach. This that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, if it's a divine mitzvah, if it's a mitzvah purpose, it is permitted even on Erev Shabbos. So the Rama at the end of the Siman says that some have the custom to treat anything other than travel for pleasure as a mitzvah purpose. Whether you're traveling from business, or whether you're traveling even to visit somebody, that's all called a divine mitzvah. It's somewhat of a mitzvah. It's a positive act that you're doing, as opposed to going on a vacation, taking a cruise, which is considered a non-mitzvah purpose. And the Rama says that the custom is to not be so strict about these things, because we consider this all a mitzvah. Sounds to the Rama that's preferable to be strict about it. And unless it's a real mitzvah, one should not travel on a boat within 3 days of Shabbos, but it's okay if one follows the custom to be lenient, and if he's traveling to visit his friend who's traveling on business, it would be permitted. However, even according to the Rama, if one is traveling on a cruise, it would be forbidden for one to embark upon a cruise within 3 days of Shabbos, and therefore these cruises that are offered every once in a while, one tour is the Caribbean or an excursion just for the enjoyment, if one will be traveling on Shabbos, it's not such a simple matter due to the fact that the boat will often dock at various places and then leave within 3 days before Shabbos once you consult their Rav before embarking upon such a journey on such a cruise. Continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Sif Beis, Al HaNaharais Mutter LaHaflik B'Sfina B'Cholinin. If you're on a river, it's not salt water, when it's fresh water, and therefore there's less of an issue with seasickness. So then it's permitted in all circumstances, afilo b'Erev Shabbos, even on Erev Shabbos, because we say that since it's fresh water, you're not going to get sick. It's much less likely you're going to have to do a forbidden act. Generally, storms don't come up on the river that one would likely have to be mechal Shabbos, perform a forbidden act on Shabbos. And in the Tchum issue, we're assuming that it's generally above 10 Tfachim, and we're going to assume that there's not going to be a Tchum problem because your boat is traveling above 10 Tfachim, more than 30 or 40 inches above the sea, above the riverbed the entire time. And therefore, we're going to say it's okay, and we're not going to be worried about it. And this is provided that you know that you don't know, you're not aware of the fact that the riverbed is within 10 tefachim of the keel of the boat. If, however, you'd be aware, you'd know for sure that the riverbed is going to be within 10 tefachim of the keel of the boat, then you're going to have a problem because you know for sure that you're going to violate the prohibition against tchum. You're going to be traveling more than, if you're going to be traveling more than 2,000 amps, and you're going to be within 10 tefachim of the riverbed, and therefore it will be forbidden to do so. It will be forbidden to take a trip even on the river within 3 days of Shabbos, because we're worried about the problem of tchum. And the Kitzur continues. That's assuming that the Jew knows he's not going to have to do any malacha on Shabbos. He doesn't have any part in the running of the boat. It's unlikely that he's going to have to be involved in doing some kind of forbidden act on Shabbos, and therefore it is going to be permitted for him to take this trip. Even if there are animals who are tied to this boat, like a barge, and the animals are walking along the riverbank and they're pulling the boat, it's still going to be permitted, even though there is a rabbinic prohibition against riding an animal on Shabbos, or even riding in a wagon which is being pulled by an animal. Over here, we could be lenient because the reason for that gezeirah, the reason for that prohibition, is that one may come to pull a branch off a tree in order to use as a switch to hit the animal. When you are so far away from the animals, you're in the boat and the animals are on the riverbank, then there's no real possibility, no practical possibility of you pulling off a branch in order to hit the animal. And therefore, there's no problem. The prohibition doesn't apply in this case. And it would be okay. We're not worried. We don't treat this as one who is riding in a wagon. Rather, we say that you're not connected to the animals and there's no problem. Now, it continues the Kitzur, Heichod and Mutter Lahaflik Besfina Be'er Shabbos, this that you are allowed to travel in a boat in Erev Shabbos, whether it's a mitzvah purpose, whether it's on the river. In Nichnas Be'er Shabbos, if you enter the boat on Friday in Erev Shabbos, V'yashav Shom Ad Hashecha, and you sat there in the boat until it got dark, meaning you were there the entire Bein HaShemashos period. And Bein HaShemashos is the time between sunset, between Shkia and Tzeis HaRechavim, which is Hamlachic nightfall. So between those two periods is a time of doubt we call twilight. It's a time of doubt, not clear when exactly Shabbos, Friday ends and Shabbos starts. Hamlachi recognizes it as a time of doubt. And therefore, one wants to make sure that he's on the boat at the moment when Shabbos enters. He has to be on the boat the entire time from the beginning of Bein HaShemashos until the end of Bein HaShemashos, which is Tzeis HaKechavim, when the stars come out. So in that case, Afa Pishe Chodem LeBeisa, the one LeBeisa, even though he returned home, he slept in his house, Mutter LeKonis V'Achakach V'Yom HaShabbos. It's permitted to enter into the boat again afterwards on Shabbos. And it's okay. And the reason for this is that we're dealing with the other issue. It looks like you're swimming on Shabbos. If you get into the boat on Shabbos, it's the first time you're entering the boat, that's a problem because it looks like you're going swimming on Shabbos. If, however, you were in the boat from beforehand, so you're already on the boat and the boat starts moving and you happen to be on board, it doesn't look like you're going to swim on Shabbos. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is telling you that you don't have to remain on the boat from Friday and still be there on Shabbos. It's sufficient that you were on the boat through Bein HaShemashos. You now have officially acquired Shvisa. That means that it's as if you spent Shabbos, a significant portion of Shabbos, in the boat, because you were there when Shabbos entered. And now we view the boat somewhat as your house, and therefore you could come back. It just looks like you're going back into your house, into your cabin. And when the boat embarks, it doesn't look like you are swimming. It happens to be taking you across the water, but it doesn't look like you went to go swimming on Shabbos. And therefore it is permitted. However, the Kitzur tells you there's one more condition. Obilvan, this is provided, the boat is not allowed to travel only for Jewish people, because if they are, then whatever melacha, whatever work is being performed by the non-Jewish sailors, that's going to be a problem, because a Jew is not allowed to have a non-Jew perform melacha, forbidden work, on his behalf. So if the passengers on the boat are mostly non-Jews, the boat is traveling anyway for some other purpose, or some business, and you happen to have booked passage on it, so they're not doing the work for you. They're doing the work for the majority of the passengers, they're doing the work for their business purposes, and you happen to be on board. We don't view that as if they're doing work on your behalf, and it's okay. If, however, the majority of the passengers are Jewish, so then the work that's being done is being done for the passengers who are Jewish, and that's forbidden because, again, a non-Jew may not perform melacha on behalf of a Jew. Continues the Kitzur. However, in the case where you were there on Friday night and you came back home, and let's say you slept at home, and then you went back into the boat on Shabbos morning and the boat took off, the boat embarked on Shabbos. Since he was in his house on Shabbos, Kana Shvisa Bebeisa, he acquired a resting place in his house. I'll explain that in a minute. And therefore, in Holcha Svina Yosem Tchum Shabbos, if the boat traveled further than the distance of Tchum Shabbos, more than 2,000 cubits, more than 3,000-4,000 feet, and the Svina, the boat, came on Shabbos to dry land, to a port, it docked. Ein Leishon, no Adon Amos, he's not allowed to travel on land more than 4 Amos, more than 4 cubits, 6 to 8 feet. And more than that, he is not allowed to travel, not allowed to walk around in that second area, the place where they disembarked on Shabbos. And if you take a look later on, Simon Sadihei, he discusses more details about the laws of Tchum. So in order to understand the second half of this if, we have to understand, I mentioned before that the Halacha of Tchum Shabbos says that a person is not allowed to travel more than 2,000 amos, when 2,000 cubits, from his place of, quote-unquote, shvisa. It means the place of his halachic resting place for that Shabbos. His halachic house for that Shabbos. And therefore, the halacha is as follows. If a person is on the boat, and generally we assume that the boat, the keel of the boat is more than 10 tefachim above the seabed or above the riverbed. So while he's on the boat, the laws of Tchum don't apply to him because he's more than 10 tefachim above the ground. As we mentioned, the laws of Tchum do not apply when a person is more than 10 tefachim above the ground. He's more than 30, 40 inches above the ground. So if a person were to be on the boat from the onset of Shabbos until the boat embarked and then docked at some other port, and the first time that he stepped foot on dry land, that he came to within 10 tefachim of the ground, was in that second area, even though the area may be much more than 2,000 amos away from his first area, this is the first time that he is acquiring, quote-unquote, shvisa, that he is receiving a halachic tchum, a halachic limitation on how far he's allowed to travel, because until now he was more than 10 tefachim above the ground, and there were no limitations. And therefore, when he gets to the port, and he disembarks, from that spot, he now is allowed to travel 2,000 amos. If, however, he had disembarked at his home port, he was in the boat just for the Ben HaShemashes period, just for part of Friday night, he left to go home. As soon as he steps foot on the dry land, as soon as he gets to within 10 tefachim of the ground, he now has legally acquired Shvisa, he has legally acquired a place of rest for that Shabbos, and he's not allowed to travel more than 2,000 amos away from that place. Even though while he's on the boat, this is not going to be a problem, because while he's on the boat, if the boat remains above 10 tefachim, then there's no, the Isser is not forbidden for him to travel more than 2,000 amos. However, if he then ends up within 10 tefachim again, and the second area, the second location, is more than 2,000 amos away from the first location, he is currently outside of the area of his tchum, and the law of somebody who walks outside the tchum is that he's only allowed to walk within 4 amos, within 4 cubits, he's not allowed to walk any further. And therefore, in this case, that he had been at home, he had left the boat, he had stepped onto dry land, and therefore he had been within 10 tefachim sometime on Shabbos, and then later he finds himself again, once again, within 10 tefachim of dry land, or within 10 tefachim of the seabed or the ocean bed, more than 2,000 amos away from his original location. He is right now outside of his tchum, he's outside the area where he is allowed to travel, and he is now only allowed to travel within 4 amos. Sif Dalet. Unlefaz v'sfina v'shabbos. To go in a boat on Shabbos itself, in order to pray with the quorum, to daven with the minion, that wherever he is, there's no minion, he doesn't have a quorum of 10 adult males to pray with, or in the mitzvah acheres, for some other mitzvah purpose. As long as the boat is traveling because of other people, meaning the boat is not just traveling for him exclusively, or for Jewish people exclusively, so there's no problem that the non-Jews are doing melacha on his behalf, or on the behalf of the Jews, the melacha, the forbidden acts being performed in order to run the boat, in order to sail the boat, are being performed on behalf of non-Jews, and then he could also be on the boat. We could permit him to do that, because he himself is not actively doing any melacha, he's not actively doing anything wrong. He's passively being taken by the boat, and that's okay. When we come back, and still, Yeshua Yisrael, Mekanis Lotecha Sfina, Be'er Shabbos, Be'edyayim, it's still what the Jews should do. He should enter the boat on Erev Shabbos, on Friday, while it's still daytime. Leishiv Shamat, Shatech Shach, in order to sit there until it gets dark. Ve'achar Kach, Yochal Lach, so basically he could go home again, Ve'chozer B'Shabbos, Lotecha Sfina, and then go back on Shabbos into the boat, and the boat will take him to where he wants to go for that mitzvah purpose, whether to pray with a minion or for the other mitzvah, whatever the other mitzvah purpose was. And again, the reason we do this is because we don't want it to look like you're going swimming on Shabbos, but as long as you stayed in the boat on Friday night for a little bit during the Ben HaShemashes period, it looks like that's now, quote-unquote, your house, and you're going into your house. Your house happens to be on the water and happens to start moving on Shabbos. It doesn't look like you're taking a swim, as opposed to if you walk into the boat for the first time on Shabbos, it looks a little bit like you're going swimming, like you're now going to float on the water, and therefore it is forbidden because, again, it looks like one who goes swimming, which is forbidden because he may make a flotation device. Aval shetelech hasfina b'shvila Yisrael, says the Kitzur, Aval shetelech hasfina b'shvila Yisrael mevad, if the boat is going to travel just for the benefit of a Jewish person, in Lahate, there we cannot permit it because that's a different problem. The problem is that one is not allowed to have a non-Jew perform malacha, perform forbidden acts on behalf of a Jew, and therefore, in this situation where the non-Jew is performing the malacha, the forbidden acts, for the purpose of the Jew, that is forbidden, and he would not be allowed to enter the boat in that situation. I am the Sefer Nesiv Chaim, Simon Reshman Ches, Yehar Opinion Zeh, if you look in the Sefer called Nesiv Chaim, on the Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Reshman Ches, he elaborates upon this point.